Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Waltz.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have hilarious comedian Christine Meehan-Berg is with us.
Yeah.
Hi, Christine. Hi, everybody. Hi, guys.
It took us a little bit to get our virtual podcast going. That's what, I mean, when you do virtual podcasts, sometimes whether it's Wi-Fi or certain apps not working, sometimes you deal with shit.
Or my mom's house.
My mom's house can fuck everything up.
My mom's house really does a number on the career.
So you're out in Delaware.
I'm down in the dirty Del, you know.
Wait, did you grow up in Delaware?
I did. Don't you see it? Can't you see?
I didn't know there was a Delaware.
Me neither.
There's a real Delaware look. And I'm only partial of the Delaware look. Like this, it's a very, like, think Jill Biden every time. My stepmom looks just like Jill Biden. And the way that we dress, it's very, it's like the best puritanical pieces of America.
Really?
I feel like it's just so white Wonder Bread. And yeah.
It's so awful to say. Well, you do look kind of like white Wonder Bread, but your personality is not that like typical.
That's right.
Oh my goodness, don't cuss.
You look very wholesome.
I do. I look Republican because I was raised by them. I just get my style from Republicans.
I feel like that gets you far ahead in life, though. Like, you just look like you run 3 PTA meetings.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm on the board.
You look like someone not to mess with in that way. Like, you will go on the internet and, like, file complaints and, like,
right.
I wouldn't mess with you out there. I think you're judging me. If I saw you out and about, I'd be like, that woman thinks she's better than me.
She's better. I went to the grocery store today and people were like, one guy goes, Miss, hello, Miss. And I was like, okay. Do I look? I didn't even have makeup on. So I don't know what was happening with my energy going into this grocery store, but they were like, this lady is somebody. And I'm like, I kind of feel like somebody, but I'm not somebody yet.
Wow.
Delaware. Down here in Delaware, they look at you. They really, really look at you.
I don't feel like anyone, and I'm not anyone. I do both.
Sad.
Sorry.
Here's what I think.
That was too depressing.
It's really sad.
I'm so sorry. I think I do worse in comedy because I look too clean. You know?
I would think.
I feel like if, like, this were a TV show, the next step would be to, like, change your look. It would be like, we gave Christine a new look.
A new sexy look.
And you'd have, like, real, like,
only boobs
hair.
Out. Only boobs. And I'm always showing my butt crack. Always. It's just like really, really low rise jeans, maybe a belt, half shirt, belly shirt.
Goes.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bad look when low rise jeans were like the thing. And then everybody's every girl's butt crack was out. Like, it was a few years in high school where everybody's butt crack was out all the time. I didn't think it was a good look. And maybe the love handles were out, even though they were just hips. So it looked like maybe.
You're forgetting the era of unbuttoning the jeans and flapping them down. Do you forget that? Because that was a time where every girl unbuttoned her jeans and flapped them down and was showing, like, bathing suit bottoms, maybe underpants.
We're trying to show what we're working with, how we could carry the babies.
Welcome to the womb. Here's where
this is my womb, everyone. Take a look.
It was the 90s version of the OnlyFans. It's just, here you go. All of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
no,
I did
I
that for
that.
Four
I missed
months.
That part completely.
Really?
I don't think so.
I feel like you haven't lived.
Yeah. No, he was definitely around us doing that, because I'm guilty of doing that as well. Back then, I had some, it's because it was kind of grungy too. Like, you'd get the jeans and then you'd, like, roll them like that, kind of show that area.
It was because of Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. Courtney Love did that. We all wanted to be on drugs, I guess, or look like it. And look like we were about to, you know, I don't know, like, be strung out on something. And you showed your underpants.
This, I think we're onto something though, Christine, for your new look. Like maybe
I'm gonna go there.
Need to take Courtney Love from Hole, but like not that far. Mix her with Jill Biden and see what we create.
And mesh it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Courtney see Love how see how quickly I can get on meth.
Probably really quick, actually. I don't think that's like a hard, I think it's like hard. Like if you're like, I want a new body, go to the gym. Like that's going to take a year. If you're like, I want to get on meth, very quick.
You can. My question though, is how does meth combine with rheumatoid arthritis medication? You know, these are hard choices. Like I don't think, and unfortunately, as much as I would like to be a drug addict, I'm limited by my autoimmune diseases.
When you're a drug addict, there's a lot of good times. There's some rough times too.
You there lose are.
Your car, your stuff.
You're everything. You do.
People break into your car and steal things because you're around undesirable
neighborhood.
Yeah. You're I was not addicted, but I enjoyed ecstasy in my sophomore year of college. Oh. And then it sent me into therapy, where they told me I was bipolar, but I never told anybody that I did a lot of ecstasy on weekends. So they thought something was really wrong with me. I just released too much serotonin.
You were like, you were so parties. Happy last night and now you're such a bitch. What is, we're calling the doctor.
You're really, why are you so down? Well, I was at Murmur. And I had a good time dancing, but it was like so sad after 6 months. I let it go. I let it go.
Yeah.
You do that. Yeah.
I remember that.
So if I go to Skank Fest, I can't even have fun with everybody because I was like, it's going to send me back to therapy and they're going to think, and that's, it's post-traumatic stress. I'm triggered.
Yeah, those are rough. Those are lonely days the next day. You're like, where did all my friends go that I was so good friends with last night? And now because you hear the bird chirp. I don't want to look at them again.
Yeah. Remember hating the bird chirp? The sun coming up.
Bird chirp. Yeah. And the sun coming up.
Shut up, bird. Shut up, bird. My mom knows nothing of this, but she's right there in the kitchen. It's good she doesn't have her hearing aids in.
I feel like I just heard her yell at you.
She did. So what are we getting into? This has been a really fun first.
We're going to get your opinion on some topics. And I want your opinion too, because you haven't really shared too much about this. But it's one of the hot topics right now is the Whoopi Goldberg comments. I'll read the exact thing she said, because I interpreted it totally different than everyone else. And then I interpreted it like you did.
Yeah.
So she said, if you're going to do this, and let's be truthful about it, the Holocaust wasn't about race. It's not about race. It's about man's inhumanity to man. So that's what she said, which
but then there was
I'm
a
Jewish
comment.
And I wasn't offended. I'm Jewish. I thought she was saying, but I thought she was kind of including slavery in the statement that like anything that we do that's hateful is actually about the hate, not about the race. But then everyone was like, no, she's saying slavery was about race, even though I don't think she talked about slavery at all. But she's saying that that particular thing was a white on white crime. So it's not about race. And she wasn't seeing Jewish people as a race. And that's what they were saying they were upset about. So I just kind of stepped back because I misinterpreted everything then. But I personally wasn't offended, but it was about Jewish people, obviously.
I think immediately people checked out right after that first comment. Do you have the next comment that she said? Do you have the further quote? Because
if we were better podcasters, we definitely would have more information than sentence. But honestly, you're kind of putting us on the spot now.
Really sorry. Because I think in a bubble that comment, what people, and I've had conversations about this ad nauseum for the past day. And I woke up I talked about it last night around the kitchen table with my parents and their friends. Right. And then I talked about it this morning with my husband who is Jewish and not necessarily practicing, but he is Jewish. You know, it's his religion. It is his ethnicity. And he does identify very much with like being a Jewish man.
And you're not Jewish?
And I'm not. No, I'm
me neither. Shiksa. And my girlfriend's Jewish.
But what do you call a male Shiksa? Do you know? I don't know.
I don't know. Is Shiksa kind of racist?
Shiksa is I think negative connotation to a woman that's not Jewish. But I digress.
Oh, are you calling yourself? So you're saying a goy.
A goy.
Yeah, they would call Christians goys.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so funny to me growing up when they would say that, though. So I'm like, they're not insulting. Like, that's not a word.
They
like,
don't okay, get like, that goy. You. Yeah.
I was like, that's so, it's a soft word. You know what I mean?
It is a soft word.
It's a soft racial slur.
It's just a soft slur. It's not strong enough.
I don't get mad.
So
I'm like, I am that.
I am a Shiksa, full-on Shiksa. In regards to what she said, and it's going to be a wildly unpopular opinion, because America tends to view everything through the lens of a certain set of racial injustices because of our own personal, very short history and the inhumanity that we have, that our forefathers or our ancestors have imposed on people. And we all know what those things are. And that was tragic and it's absolutely awful. But I think what Whoopi's comment, the initial one was not as offensive as I think people who only look through that lens can handle. I think that in essence, she was trying to say, digging deeper beneath what we know to be, you know, genocide and all those things that happened in the Jewish community. Because of Hitler, she was saying it is the inhumanity, and that's not a bad claim to stake. It's not.
Yeah, it was a good thing. She's like, no, it wasn't about race. It was about like she didn't. Say
it's an underlying like, issue.
Fucking rid of the Jews. Yeah. She didn't say anything.
But I think what you know, and again, like through that lens of racism in America, tends to really only fall under this. You know, does it become a black and white issue only? I think largely yes. And I think what happens when people are listening to something that she said that they can't necessarily wrap their minds around, they want to go to the immediate, what you said was anti-Semitic, what you said, like, because of what our history is, because of what's right in front of us, and they can't get away from that. And I think also she was probably saying it because of her own experience and what have you. And I think a lot of times the Jewish community and you know, they just have, it's not the most popular thing to be bothered by now. Does that sound wrong? It's not. It's like,
Holocaust?
Yeah, it's
like, dude, racism, are you still in bothered America about is, that? It's been so long. Like, is that I think
I
that,
don't know. I don't know. I think people really don't. And this is what my husband.
No, I think kind you're of mentioned. Completely right about that. It's like become not as popular to complain about as some things that have been are more recent.
Which is really unfortunate and unfair and not good. But I think we a lot of times just pay attention to the immediate and what's like right in the forefront all the time. This is going to sound, I'm getting nervous by saying this, but yeah. Like, you know, it happened. It was terrible. It was genocide. And people are still like picking up the pieces from that. Do I think what she said initially was wrong? I think that bigger piece is true, but it's not racism. It was racism, but
all racism, in my opinion, is man taking out their inhumanity on man, you know, like any act of like hate or violence for something like skin color, eye color, religion, any of it. It's really just people don't know what to do with this hate, I believe, because none of none of it's valid. Like, right, like, oh, your skin's color is different than mine, so I'm gonna hate you. Like, that makes zero sense. It's the same, it would be the same with eye color. So it's like, I can see part of why she said what she said, but I don't know the full, you seem to know the, do you remember the full quote?
Not all the way. I think because I'm so nervous to even have an opinion about this. You're also not, and this is a big piece of it too. She has an unpopular opinion and she disagreed, or she has an opinion at all. And she voiced it. Well, that's okay. People can disagree with it, but you don't take away, I mean, to be taken away or to be suspended from a show because of something that you said that people disagree with is such oppression, like at its core. And she should not have lost anything because she was making a point that was not trying to hurt anybody. She just had an opinion.
Yeah, and straight up, when you talk all day on like a political opinion show, all day, every day, well, an hour, okay, every day, 5 days a week.
But then there's conversation before and after it, remember? Yeah.
Right. And so like, you're giving your opinion, like you can't, people get tired. People get like, you can't really hold on to all of the aspects of what you're allowed to say, what's still going to be entertaining, what's still going to be a good argument all the time, like without tripping up maybe a little bit. Like I can't, I mean, people judge her who don't have to talk all day, every day about their like strong political opinions. But to me, like when you're doing that all day, every day, like you're bound to trip up a little bit. And I didn't even think it was that big a slip. I mean, she was still saying it was shitty. She was like, it's shitty, but I don't think it's the shitty the way you guys were saying it. And maybe even if she went further outside of that, maybe she'd be like, oh, you know what? Maybe race did have something to do with it too. It was like, we took a really small bit of it.
We take a small bit of the argument and then we magnify that. And I think typically like, and I've said this so many times, this is going to sound really awful, but never underestimate the ignorance of the American electorate. And you can't. My father said that, and he is wildly Republican, but it's not a bad thing to remember. I think that there are a lot of people that want a knee jerk. They want to stop anybody from saying anything that they don't agree with. And in order for them to feel either comfortable or vindicated or validated and what have you. And it's like, if you don't have all of the opinions as far on either side as they may be, then you're not going to find any kind of commonality. You're not going to come to a middle ground. You're not going to compromise, because all of those voices are important. As wrong as they may be on either side, there is somewhere in the middle. But I think what we do is it's the, in essence, and Kate, you and I talked about it last week, is it's like burning someone at the stake in a square, you know. This is our version. It's like, well, you know, get rid of them, or let's not listen to them. They can't have a voice. And it's our own way of silencing people when we just don't like what they have to say. And that's against everything that America is supposed to stand for. And I think it's really detrimental to society in general. And then in turn, like our own mental state. Every time somebody says something you don't like, you go immediately to demonization. It's like, oh, racist or anti-Semitic or all these things. And then we put them in a box. And then it's like, okay, we're going to discredit or discount anything they ever stated. But they still have an opinion. And if you can't handle what somebody is saying, that maybe you should look into it more. I don't know. Like, I don't believe in QAnon, but I did look into what they were saying, because I thought like, well, how wild is this?
What's QAnon?
You know, I mean, it's the whole like sucking pituitary fluids out of babies' brains and putting it into rich people so they could not age. Yeah.
Sounds amazing to me. No. I want to get that. Like when that comes out, I want it.
I would love it.
because I feel like I'd feel rejuvenated and healthy, and my eyes would be bright and my voice would be prettier. Like
I wouldn't need all of this lacquer.
Yeah, dude. Like my little my gray hairs would go away, like the little gray hairs that I got. Dude, sign me up. This is the first I heard of it, but sign me up.
QAnon trying to stop the child trafficking.
So QAnon trying to stop it.
But okay, and it's like it's all underworld and there's a lot of bad doing this.
Oh, wait a second. Kids. So it's like babies got stolen and they're doing it to
I don't know, my mind just changed, like an underbelly.
My mind changes pretty quickly on these topics, so don't mind.
I'm sorry, I won't convince you to be QAnon. I just mentioned it, but I was saying
I'm completely into not having like black market babies. Around like being traded market around
babies,
so I'm against that. So if that's what QAnon is, sign me the fuck up right now and unsign me up for the other thing.
But QAnon took it to like a level. Like QAnon's obviously they're like very against child trafficking, which is great. Everyone should be against that. That shouldn't even be a thing. But like they took it to like evil Illuminati people and it went super duper far, which who knows.
And
I mean,
Q has the answers, and then it became this like algorithm and then they couldn't go on like mainstream social media, so then it was like Reddit and all these other weird like
didn't they think Joe dark, Biden was dark web blood?
Yeah, so would they start like doing that. It over like Craigslist and stuff when they started cracking down?
I don't know. All I know is I was
you couldn't
like,
get baby's
well,
blood on
about?
Any reputable site anymore, so they went on Craigslist.
Yeah. Craigslist is also kind of mainstream. I don't know what you're talking about. No, but if you don't know what another side is saying, if you don't at least like entertain, well, this is wildly fascinating, or why are these people reading into this? Why are these people on board with this? If you don't allow yourself to understand or try to investigate things that you disagree with, then you don't have a full picture in order to have an in-depth conversation. You just don't, you can't. I mean, it's like, and that's what I'm saying in terms of ignorance is, okay, I can have an opinion about QAnon, but did I ever read anything that, you know, the only reason that I did is my dad was emailing me QAnon stuff. So I was like, oh, now I understand the depths of it.
If my side of it is if I know two willing parents who sign a consent form to give me a vial of their baby's blood to make me healthier and rejuvenated, then I'll do it. But I would do it. It had to be by the book. It's not any like
not illegal, through the not through the eyeball. Stuff.
As his romantic partner, I'd like to say that would not ever be going down, even with parents.
I'd be so good looking after that.
That is so awful.
Baby.
Vampirism is wrong.
Parents don't have the right to approve taking baby's blood. So that even would just the little that's bit? Where I draw the line. If you started doing baby's blood, it's over.
It's not like a drug.
I have to draw the line somewhere.
You can't call it.
What about baby urine from diapers?
Yeah.
What if somebody said that was a good thing?
In an old person's body.
I mean, listen, if you're the kind of person that's going to go, I'll take that wet diaper
and
I'll
like mix myself with it. In the kitchen from you saying
this. She's like, baby diaper, what is wrong with my daughter? If you're going that far, have at it. Have at the baby diaper.
As long as it's something you discard anyway.
If it's yes, like
you don't get to drink it, like you get it injected, so it's like more.
This is
it's
disgusting.
Not as
disgusting. Although
strange, I don't know how this things. Turned like this. It might have been partly my doing.
We were talking about Whoopi, and I went to QAnon. You can't.
It's like a QAnon meeting. I feel like we're in a meeting right now.
I don't know. I don't really know. I don't really know. I
none of us know. It's like all these things that we only semi know things about. We talk about Whoopi QAnon, and none of us really know that.
We're not going to save the world right now.
That's
we will with laughter and joy and
that's,
good heartedness.
That's true. Please never share this. This is all between you and I.
this podcast brings, we bring like a small piece of a topic to the public, and then we talk about things without knowing that much about it. And that's what makes it so wonderful. Everybody else knows too much about it. It's like, come on,
dude. All these other podcasts getting awards for their facts and their knowledge. Fuck you.
I'm not a scientist.
We're here for entertainment and
personality.
Love.
Honestly, I thought you were going to say, this podcast has been brought to you by, and then put an ad in.
QAnon and Jill Biden.
Well, what would the baby, what would the baby company be called? Like Shine Bright Again?
Oh my God.
Or like, you know, I'm not sure. Like, they got to have a name of their company.
The
they have to have some marketing stuff
that you
too.
Pulled out
the really blood bad. Or the pee?
I mean, either one is going to really rejuvenate an older individual.
I can't believe this is the start of our breakup. You're starting to get rich with this new, what was the name of your business?
Shine Bright Again.
Shine Bright Again.
And it has a smiling baby on the picture.
People are just wearing diapers around their heads instead of
No. You know what? It has a shining baby, and there's a tube connected from the shining baby to like an old guy who's like walking around. He drops his walker and he's just walking around tall and proud, and he's connected to the baby by like a
tube. Does it lean over anymore?
This is so horrible.
It's horrible.
The only problem is I didn't know like that this was a hot button issue, and therefore I didn't know when I started how many people I would piss off by joking about it.
What do
so
you care?
My apologies, America.
Are you saying it to me? Because I am not America. I actually say that on stage. I'm like, I am America. He's like, I don't understand. I don't get it. They're all upset.
Okay, well, next topic, even though we didn't really, I feel
we
like
we did nothing with the first
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would just like to say the Holocaust did happen.
It did happen.
It was about Jewish, it was about, I mean,
ethnic
maybe
cleansing.
It was an ethnic cleansing, although, yeah, Hitler needed to cleanse his own self.
I want to
can
say.
Can we also remember that things happen within the confines of the historical moment at that time? Like,
are you trying to tell everyone to get over the Holocaust?
No.
You're like, let's just remember it's time to move on.
Get over it. No. I'm saying
that. That was a joke, America.
I gotta get off now.
Christine says the Holocaust never even happened, but if it did, get over it. Okay.
Jesus.
She did not say that.
I'm gonna throw up. I thought you wanted to help my marriage and not wreck it.
I think it's funny though that like, I mean, I don't even know like what's real or not anymore in the sense of what people say, other people say. Like, I've never met someone who has said the Holocaust didn't happen. I know there are people out there, but I don't think I'd start a fight with that person. I would just be like, oh, that's a maniac.
Okay.
Keep it moving. Yeah. Like, there are people that are like, it did happen. And I'm gonna prove it. It's like, yo, that dude is mentally ill if they're saying it didn't happen, in my opinion. Like, just walk, like, you don't need to engage. But I just think it's funny. Like, if, like I said, I've never heard someone actually be like, it never happened, other than maybe as a joke to me, because they know I'm Jewish. But like,
right.
I feel like I wouldn't engage that person and try to prove to them. Like, that's a person you just keep it moving.
It's the same people. I have a whole bit about this now where it's like the same people that just say like COVID is just the flu, and it's like, and COVID is not real. And you're like, you need oxygen therapy. You need to be on a ventilator to help your brain to actually work. And not, that sounds bad too, but you just,
did you just tell them to die of COVID?
No.
You're like, if you don't believe in COVID, you can go die of it.
Go die of it. No. You're trying to, I know you're trying to get snippets and clips so that I can be, this is what your ultimate goal is
Christine's
to get me to say things. And I mean, what do I have anyway? It's not like I could be canceled. It's
I
not
say
like
this
I've like, popped off yet. So
I say
even
this
before
from a place.
I ever broke free, then I'm gone. I'm not that much of competition, Kate.
You clearly didn't mean that. But I just think it's funny. Like, I say the craziest shit sometimes. And like, I think you should be allowed, when you have a good heart and good intentions, to pop off and say certain shit. It's all intention. It's all vibes. And when people try to like be the PC police, or when cancel culture becomes heightened, it's like, they're not even feeling into the person usually. Sometimes someone says something that it's like super out of line with, like, yeah, we should all fuck kids. Cancel that person fast. But like, obviously. But like, when someone's saying something.
Have you seen someone say that?
No, there are some people that do legit think it's okay to love children. Say. Like, those people can go on a ventilator like Christine said. But like.
No, or keep the ventilator away
from
them.
If you fuck kids, get on a ventilator. If you fuck kids,
no,
die of COVID.
Take the ventilator away from them.
Oh, right.
Don't. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Get them. Right. Take. Don't give them the option.
Right. What right. Christine said.
Yes.
Christine and I feel. I feel like we're like politicians that are doing really poorly at the Oval. They're like, send them. Yeah,
this is
going to
be. This is going to be a PR nightmare.
And everybody inside the White House is like, are they, who brought them?
They don't even know what we're saying.
They're like,
we don't
never
going to
recover.
Were they cleared? Did we ever Google any podcasts they ever did?
We just tanked the whole Republican Party.
And Democrat.
Today in one day.
We're going to bring them both down so we can unite as a cohesive, yes, non-dual collective.
Oh, shit.
No big deal. Psych, very big deal.
Okay.
But, anyway, so Christine didn't say anything that I twisted her words into. It was just little jokes, everyone. Okay. No canceling. No canceling of the Courtney Love, Jill Biden mix. Okay.
She's
too surreal and magical. And but that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, wait, I want to say too with Whippy. Okay. I want to say back. if someone listened to me speak for an hour in a day, or you know, an hour a day, 5 days a week, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
No, like both of us, but like everyone, I think everyone who's like a person, like we say weird shit and like we vent things, and like I just, once again, it's intent. So when people skip a person's actual like spiritual body and who they are, and instead just listen to what they're saying,
the mistakes,
it's
they're
like
just listening for mistakes.
It sucks. It's like, people, you have to understand, if a person has good intent and a good heart, they might sometimes mess up and say something offensive, and you can have that talk, but like, you don't jump on them. You don't burn them at the stake. Like Christine said too, that we had talked about, like, you just, like I said, unless the person deserves to be burned at the stake, but most of the people in our society that, in my opinion, deserve to be burned at the stake are the ones like running the biggest companies. That's the most hilarious part. So it's like, you want to burn someone at the stake, like let's dig some deeper, dig a little bit deeper. We finally did it with Epstein. He deserved to go.
But I'm going to say something real political right now, and it's going to be, and you know what? Here's a gem for you. Here's a little piece of magic. If we, for one moment, for an hour in the next 10 years, could realize as a unit, as a country, as a people, as a society, that every time we are pit against each other because of race, every single time it separates us, and it does nothing for all of us. It, you know, if we could realize that there are bigger issues that are undermining, I think, like all of our freedoms, then maybe we would get somewhere. But because we focus so much on things to kind of be pit against each other, we're not going to get anywhere. If we could rise above that, not to say to ignore anything about it, not to say that it, you know, that, but I think people that I know, at least myself, like it's a person is a person. It does none of that matters. And if you really think that somebody is different from you because of who their ancestors are, or what the color of their skin, or, I mean, it really, at the end of the day, it's such a dumb, ignorant thing if you live your life that way, you're just stupid. Sorry,
I think
Piper.
If it's brought up too much, it divides.
It divides.
Like if it's brought up too much and you're still reminded of this barrier that you can actually, you know, you get to a certain point, you're not seeing it anymore. But if it keeps, if it keeps getting brought up, you keep seeing it.
Maybe that's
well, it's like little things. It's little things in the media that in media or in anything, you know, in like popular culture. It's like, here's another thing. Get angry about this. Get angry about this. Yeah. Get angry about this. Well, yeah. We're our government or, you know, people in power, people with like, you know, multi billionaires, gazillionaires that are CEOs of these companies are taking a lot from, you know, that there's an oppression that maybe we may not even see. So that's like, that's the stuff that we should really be concerned about and not being like, well, you know, this person said something that I don't like. And now let's just get everybody pissed off and up in arms about a claim that somebody made. So that's what's driving all of our mental capacity. And it just seems so limiting.
Yeah, it sucks. Well, it stops anyone from feeling free to be in the flow. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like we just want to have fun. We want to be silly. Like that's what we're supposed to be. I feel like as humans, we're supposed to have fun. And instead everyone's hunkered down and suffering and yeah, like one side versus the other. And I think we're in a deep state of healing, even though things are kind of popping off at the surface in a sense. But yeah, I hope for the next stage of it to be like racism actually doesn't exist in the sense of no one's facing, you know, more suffering because of their skin color. And then we don't have to even talk about it in the same way too, because then it keeps bringing it up. Yeah, like I would love for the next stage is just everyone be fucking chill and the community.
Will we discredit the injustices that we are doing to people of Central and South American descent at the border and what we do as a country and how we view them and how we treat them and how, you know, that's not even part of this conversation, which that's the immediate, that's what we're actually doing to people it right now in this moment. But nobody brings that up. Nobody says like, oh yeah, we kept babies in cages. We put, you know, people are just kind of sitting down there at the border and they're terrible for what reason? And that's a terrible injustice. And that's literally about race and ethnicity, and you know that's an injustice that we ourselves as a society are allowing, but that's not part of this conversation.
I feel like you're about people to can't handle that. You're running for governor or mayor,
and it was the wrong show to announce that on, but it's still a good move. I mean, it's still a good look if anybody sees it. It's
thanks.
Still going
to
be.
I wanted to become president.
I would.
Yeah,
just because of the hair. Here. Yeah, the hair is a thing.
The hair does.
I studied.
It's
but
so
I
trusting.
Studied.
It's I trust you so much before I even met you at all. Trusted
thanks,
you.
Bud.
Yeah, you can help run the country. You can help run the
sure.
country.
Sure, I wouldn't want that kind of stress. I like the lines
right,
that are
true.
Currently on my forehead. I don't need more of them. I just think, look, I did at one point, I wanted to run for office. I took the first phase of the test for the FBI. I wanted to go into the Foreign Service. Did I take the Foreign Service exam? No, I didn't. I worked in legislature. I worked on campaigns. I was very political. I studied political science with like a focus in like foreign, you know, like Spanish and Latin American politics. And I've studied outside the country. So this was a big piece of who I thought I was going to be, but I, you know, decided that my voice would not be heard in politics because of experiences that I had, because I disagreed with something that went counter to what a party was deciding to do. And it didn't go well for me. So I got out of it. And then I ended up working with children instead in like a nonprofit, in the nonprofit sector. And then et cetera, became a comic because I felt like my voice could be heard better and freer as an independent. Comedy's supposed to be the third voice. So, you know, there's liberal and conservative, and then there's comedy, because then it's like I can say whatever I want because I'm not beholden to anybody.
If this podcast is the launching point for your political career, I'm going to be thrilled if it brings more listeners to this podcast and for your career though as well, but more so my personal interest of bringing more listeners to the podcast.
But I here first I Christine love it both. Meehan. for governor or mayor or whatever.
Vote for me. Just city comptroller.
That's me. City comptroller.
And then I don't know what a city comptroller does, but I feel like they do comptrol something.
Superintendent of
something important.
Wayne schools.
We got to start somewhere. Just like you started the campaign on this podcast and then you'll go to bigger podcasts after that. We start, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's going to happen.
But listen, I have bombed enough about political issues in the past week because audiences can't handle anything of a bigger idea in this moment. It's not political necessarily, but it's like a little bit bigger. It's not just like, hey, being a mom's hard, you know, it's not that. And so people can't, they're like, this woman is supposed to be a mom and talking about just momming, and they can't. Right, and then I say things like terrorism, you know, and it's like shut down, clam up, gotta run away. And I'm just like, you guys suck. Like it did. That's so I don't know if this idea about being political can take off. I should go back to pooping my pants stories.
No, combine it all. I mean, especially it's so funny. I'm going to say this publicly because one of my jokes got stolen and it's about time I speak on it. It's my energy penis joke. And 8 years ago, no girl was on stage talking about an energy penis. Now, I know this isn't political, but it was still something I had to bomb 50% of the time saying.
Yeah.
When I first went up there, I was saying, do you ever feel like you have an energy penis? Like people were like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And then I'd have a few people like, yeah, but like, now, like it got stolen. It's been out there of energy penis, blah, 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 other people. And I'm just like, all I want to say is, even though it wasn't political, like push the boundaries. I've been out there talking about
aliens.
Yeah. But like, no, when you bring stuff that's other than like a dating story or a mom stuff. Yeah. First people can be like, what the hell? I'm trying to get him to still go up and do some jokes on a stage. We'll see.
Oof. You want to hurt him?
Every comic, like, it's so funny.
It's so bad.
Every comic just really doesn't recommend comedy.
No. I don't listen. So, way too many years ago, I made that bad choice. Bad choice. And there's so much heartache and hurt. But now it's like, well, I've heard enough. Might as well keep hurting. That's why. Because it's never easy. There's beauty in it, but there's never just the beginning. I mean, I have a friend who was here last night and he's like, well, I don't really ever, I like waking up and thinking about writing a joke and I do write something down, but I could never imagine them not laughing at it and doing it in front of people. And I was like, yeah, but pain is progress. Like, don't do that to people. Don't put them on a bad path.
I want to, no, I think he would excel. So don't be a negative Nelly.
You can do it.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, wow.
You can do it.
I'm really encouraged. I'm really encouraged now.
Look, I'm easily swayed. This is why I should never run for office.
As am I.
So next topic, possibly the last one, is one of the trendy drugs, new thing is like licking or smoking toad venom. I guess people used to say licking a toad, but you can't really.
No, you did. You do, used to
people
lick a toad.
Used to lick toads.
I mean, if you could find the toad, but
in the jungle.
But now,
there's jungle
guess.
Toads, the really bright jungle toads.
Yeah,
they always have like Simpsons episode where somebody, jungle toads are frogs.
Well, no, I thought people were licking frogs back in the jungle in like the 90s.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know what type of animal.
We're talking about licking toads, not frogs now, because they are different animals.
Well, now, let's take out the licking part.
We got a zoologist on the program.
Yeah, she wants to know the deets.
I need the details.
All I know is in multiple articles, they said smoking toad venom.
Smoking toad venom.
And I just find that fascinating. I think humans really like getting crunk. You know, trying to bring that word.
She's trying to bring crunk.
Bring
back.
It back. Are we talking about DMT?
And for it to have multiple uses.
I think DMT is from a plant. I don't think it's from
a frog. It's not DMT. Yeah, it's not DMT. But I just find it interesting that humans have this innate, whether it's to escape themselves, to have fun, to explore different levels of consciousness. Humans certainly like testing out different substances, even like if it's from a toad, to experience different realities.
We eat cow manure to get high. We eat mushrooms that grow in cow fecal matter as a hallucinogenic trip. That's
I want to find out who the first person who ate one was.
Psychedelic mushrooms.
I want to meet the first person who did it.
Toad venom doesn't sound that bad when you compare it to eating shit.
I want to meet whoever was like, yo, dude, why don't we fucking eat these? Like, we eat all the other mushrooms in the fields. Like, we're wasting mushrooms right now. Like, was it during a real poor time in society, like medieval times?
It was probably from, like, someone who was native to an area that did that as a one with the earth kind of practice. And then it was utilized to get white people high.
I guess it is a pretty much a white thing.
I don't know.
I never thought of that before, but I guess, yeah.
It's like ayahuasca was a like a Native American rite of passage to the spirit world. And that's why it was created anyway. I don't know where ayahuasca was.
It's like in like certain like jungles and stuff. Like it's definitely native, not Native American. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know, maybe, but I know
that was stupid of me. Very ignorant for me to say Native American when I just meant native to a Southern culture.
Peoples.
I take back my vote.
I can't ever run for office.
You blew it. I was voting.
I'm so stressed out right now.
You have my vote. I don't even vote.
You still have CGs.
I'll vote that day.
Yep, she wears outfits. If she does a little bit more cleave for election day.
You can't do that.
Is that sexual abuse? Here's a better idea. I'll vote for you if you show some of them titties.
Here's a better idea. You know, like the Republican or like the CNN journalist, the jacket, but just then have like just tip flaps. Do you think I would get elected if I could just
jacket?
Dude, I want that to start happening. Yeah. Someone needs to change the culture to be smoking hot chicks running for office who got body and they dress like they have body.
Thank you for saying smoking hot in the same conversation as talking with me on Zoom. I will never show my middle. No, I won't show my middle.
Okay, Christine
you're a hottie,
and I think I'm going to do this as well. I'm down for what you're saying, CG, and yeah. I'll do the political jacket and like what you're saying, just like, yeah, I think it's time.
It's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think who's frowning upon women dressing hot? That's what I wonder, because it's like, women a lot of the time don't do it because someone's frowning upon it. I want to meet the people who are frowning upon it. Like, what the
fuck? Don't you love, I had this great idea because I was watching, I think it was the show Succession, and it's, and all these people in like the corporate world. And you know, there's a uniform dependent upon where you are and what you do for work. So like these people that are CEOs or CFOs and they're in the corporate world always wear these like really boxy jackets. But what if like their uniform was like, you know, like just coveralls? Would they be burned at the stake if they wore some coveralls that day? It's like, oh, well, you're not serious. You're wearing jeans. Like it just to me.
Jeans that go all the way up.
All the way up jeans.
Jean material that covers it all.
On my platform, when I run, I'm going to say corporate types can wear coveralls. Let's make a change.
Do you remember when people were wearing coveralls in the 90s and then one of them was unhooked?
I did that. I want that to come back.
I want that to come back. Oh, is it? Oh, is that still happening?
Some people do that. Yeah. I mean, I haven't worn overalls in a while, but I should.
I think we should bring poodle skirts back for men only.
You know what? You know what was awesome about overalls? If you're making out with a chick who's wearing overalls, you can reach down and feel her bare butt.
Oh, right inside there.
Yeah. Her bare butt's right there to slip your hands down in. I thought it was great. Like, it's not, they weren't attractive.
I don't approve this message.
Yeah, what I feel like a lot of the solution to everything is good sex ed. How do you feel about good sex ed in the schools? Because I feel like, you know, people need
to define good sex ed.
Yeah, like, what do you tell them?
Thank you for asking. Good sex ed class. As the new sex ed superintendent of America. Yeah. I just gave myself that title.
Good.
Try to come take it from me, President Biden.
Dude, don't be challenging the president.
There's a new Biden, Delaware person going into office.
Biden, I want to officially apologize for the podcast before anything comes down on us. Kate, continue with your sexual thing.
Go ahead, Kate, with your sexual thing.
I just feel like we need to go in because I'm all about like it being about true connection. And like, I just feel like there need to be real conversations. It can't be this Puritan, like, just don't do it. Like, but there also shouldn't be like, go be whores and sluts either. And that's for men and women, whores and sluts. I mean, all of it mixed in. Like, yes. I think there should just be actual conversations. Like, they should know about birth control, but like real, like if you're gonna do it, be safe. And if you want to keep it sacred, do that. But like, there needs to be real conversations instead of people not talking about it. And then babies just being born all over the place that no one can take care of. No one can actually nurture. It's like, we need some good sex ed. And, you know, now that we're announcing our positions, I want to take over and teach real sex ed, but I'm not teaching sex ed like in a gross way. It's like, let's wrangle it in. Like, overpopulation is huge. And some people are like very against abortions. Well, then let's have some really good conversations. So we're not just bringing all these kids into the world that no one can fucking take care of just because people can't have an honest conversation about sex.
Now they
there
always...
has to be a mind, body, soul connection element to this.
Someone knew.
Now in sex ed, I know. Every time I've been in any sex ed thing, they showed us the dental dams. And that's like, yep, that's like, I didn't even, every time it comes up, it's like, I've heard of it for the first time because I've never heard of anyone actually using it. But it's basically like a piece of saran wrap you're supposed to lay down before you eat out a girl.
Oh my God.
Every mom has a roll of wax paper in the kitchen. It's way cheaper.
Or saran wrap, right?
Saran.
Wax? You wouldn't even feel the wax.
The wax paper idea is so funny because it's like,
I feel like the wax paper, you definitely still get whatever STD that you were trying to not get.
Because it's porous.
The wax paper does not defend against STDs. You're just licking through that for no reason.
Well,
yeah.
But the dental dam does. But you're like, you have to lick through a substance. You put up a substance, you know, a film, and then you lick through with the film across your tongue.
We use tin foil for condoms.
it's not so sharp.
But
awesome.
You are goddamn sure she ain't gonna get pregnant.
Anti-stick, or is it like the Bobo brand, or is it like heavy duty aluminum?
Reynolds wrap.
No tin foil, babe.
Heavy duty or heavy duty the thin foil. Kind. Non-stick or regular?
Whatever's on sale.
Always go non-stick. We're talking about comfort, you know?
That's true.
Yes. You can make an appearance in the sex ed class.
If cheese can stick to it, what else can stick to it?
You can start the dental dam talk. Christine's going to come in with some cheaper options.
I'm going to be like, listen, kids, going down on a chick might sound fun. But it's extremely unsafe.
And then we show a picture of someone who has like a really bad STD infection.
A rash on their face. Down.
Yeah, we're like, kids.
We're like, kids, look, if you're going down, there's a lot of bacteria down there. Use one of these. And it's a huge sheet of rubber film or whatever that they always show
but
us.
But then there. Christine walks in and she's like, not in my house. We
and then
we
I just
save
show
money.
Bubble wrap.
Bubble
Amazon
wrap.
Packaging. Just pop it.
Have you just been throwing out your Amazon packaging? Not anymore.
Not today.
I kind of want to try that.
Everyone, there you go.
Count
you start
out.
It, you preface it with everyone knows recycling is better for the earth. And then are you throwing out your Amazon packaging? Not anymore. Now you can save the world and be safe in the bedroom.
And then it shows somebody with their full erection wrapped up in bubble wrap and just like rub bands around it. And then he's giving a thumbs up and a smile to the camera. That'd be awesome. And then but there's a real sexual girl waiting for him in the bed. And she's like,
ooh,
she's like,
and then all you hear the door close and all you hear is like pop, pop, pop.
That's good.
Well, you know, we're going to wrap this up. Christine, where can people find you? Upcoming shows, website, whatever.
Ooh, I am doing a fun show March 12th at the, I don't know the theater, but go on my Instagram and my Twitter. On Instagram and on TikTok. I'm funny.
You'll
X
Google
teen.
Maps the theater that night to make sure.
I'll start to promote it. And that's in Jersey. It's a theater in Jersey. I can't say the name
it's
because it's really
Jersey.
Difficult to say.
I'm not sure whether
doing
it's
theater.
North or South.
March 12th. And then you have to just go on my Instagram, funny X teen. And then I think it's Funny Christine on Twitter. I'm terrible at linking accounts. So my TikTok is really fun. I do post stand-up clips and bomb clips, not Ooh. Like terrorism bombs, but like bombs in unch.
Of you bombing on stage?
I just did that. And it's really fun because it shows the honesty of comedy. And I just had a hostile audience.
That's brave.
And or they were just kind of dumb. And I just was fighting them the entire time. So I posted that. If you really want to see what comedy is truly like, you should check out my TikTok and my Instagram. So I do that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. For me, if anyone wants a healing, kwolf27@gmail.com, Twitter at the Kate Wolf. Once again, thank you both. And everybody have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.